Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. I'm going to talk about how to solve all your problems. All of your problems. You see, ladies and gentlemen, our problems have a root. There's a root cause for our problems. And the root cause is that we are living according to other people's dictates. Very few people live their own life. For the most part, you know, when you look at people, you see how they kind of dress alike and act alike and follow all the trends and do what everybody else is doing. And, you know, you could say, well, that's well and good, but the problem is that a life led that way leads to deterioration. Now, let's see if we can find how to solve, how to get to the root of your problem as to why you're not living your own life. For example, another example, if you have conflict, that's proof positive that you're not living your own life, because if you were living your own life, you wouldn't have any conflict. What, in other words, if you have, for example, let's say you have a bunny rabbit or a cat or a dog. Bunny rabbit simply does what bunny rabbits do, and a dog simply does what dogs do. They don't have any conflict over it. They live according to instinct. Bunny rabbit knows how to be a bunny rabbit, and a cat knows how to be a cat. Now, how about you? If you followed your intuition, if you lived intuitively, then your life would unfold properly. Once you take one step and then another, and your life would unfold properly. And you would say what you mean and mean what you say and do what you like and live as you ought and as you like, so to speak. There'd be no conflict. But the fact that we have conflict proves that we're not living our own life. Now, there are two kinds of conflict. Well, there are actually three kinds of conflict. The first conflict is conflict with yourself. In other words, where you simply you sense that you're not speaking up for yourself, that you're not doing what you really like to do, or saying what you really mean or want to say. You have to suppress so that's one cause of conflict. Another cause of conflict is because we become upset. We become angry and we become resentful at other people and irritated. And then we have conflict over that. We have conflict and guilt because we know somehow deep in our heart we're not supposed to be upset. We're not supposed to be angry at people. We're not supposed to be irritated and impatient. You see what I mean? So there's conflict. And then the third form of conflict is even more basic, but it's part and parcel of the other two forms that I told you about, and that is conflict with God, conflict with our Creator. See, ultimately, God is your parent spirit. Now, you may not see that, you may not know that that's true, but nevertheless, it is true, and it's a beautiful thing to discover as you get older and as you search and yearn for the truth. You begin to sense that, and when you realize that, then it's a very beautiful thing. But if you have conflict with God, it's like conflict with conscience. It's conflict with conscience, because conscience is your closest link to God. And the last type of conflict is conflict with other people, and there are two kinds of conflict with other people. One is positive, one is negative. We'll talk that in just a moment. My name is Roland. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. A donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. My name is Roland. I would like to welcome all my listeners in the beautiful, beautiful Seattle, Washington area. Also, all of my listeners in Northern California and the good folks down in Riverside, San Bernardino, and the Los Angeles Basin and the Inland Empire. Welcome all of you. This is a very special program. Very, very special, because I'm talking about how to solve all your problems, and I said your problems had a root, and the root is you're not living your own life. You're not living your own life. For example, even if you go around being, suppose that you go around being irritated at other people. Other people irritate you, other people, things that you judge them for, and so on. If you look carefully, you'll see that you spend a whole bunch of your life simply watching other people and being angry at them and secretly irritated at them and secretly resenting them. That's not a way to live. It's a waste of time. In other words, they're in control of your life. If somebody irritates you or something irritates you, then it is in control of your emotions. If something gets inside of you and starts to dominate you from within, where you're thinking about them and what they said and what they're going to do and why did they do this and why did they do that, see? Then they dominate you on the inside. You're no longer living your own life. They're in charge. See how that works? We don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen. So now let's talk about conflict with people. Now, the type of conflict with other people that's not good is simply, you know, anger, hurt feelings, resentment, hostility, suppressed rage, all that sort of thing. That's not good. If you look carefully, you'll see that those are just reactions. Instead of living your life, you're reacting. Instead of being proactive, you're being reactive. You see how that works? All right. It's like driving around with the brakes. You know, there's a constant tension. That's not a way to live. There is a form of conflict with other people that are very positive, and it's the kind of conflict that people who are free spirits, people who are mavericks, people who think outside the box, people who love truth, it's the kind of conflict that they know, and it's when you live according to what you know in your heart, and you speak the truth. See, if you're honest, you speak the truth, and you're going to come in contact with people who don't like the truth. See, people who don't like freedom, who don't like for you to speak up, who don't like for you to question. How many kids question authority and they end up in trouble, see? Well, there has to be a way where you can, there has to be a way that you can live your own life. If you do, you're going to have conflict with some people. There's no question about it, but it's a positive conflict. In other words, you'll speak the truth and they won't like the truth that you speak. You're honest and they won't like your honesty. But then some people will respect you for your honesty. Some people will love you for your forthrightness. You see what I mean? Just like, well, we love certain people, don't we? We love Gandhi. We love Albert Einstein. We love Alfred E. Newman. We love people that are themselves and who are honest and free spirits. See? who marched to a different drummer, as Henry Thoreau said. All right. So now, let's again talk about this root cause where you're not living your own life. Now, how can you start living your own life? Well, the first thing, there's two things. First of all, you have to, well, let's start with the emotional part of it. You must learn how not to react to other people. You must become, once again, like when you were a little child. Remember when you were a little child and you got up and jumped out of bed and ran barefoot over the carpet and had a beautiful day of discovery and you discovered many things. Life was a wonderful learning adventure, see? And sometimes people acted in ways that were puzzling. You saw people do things you didn't understand, but didn't really bother you, just puzzled over it. You wondered about it, see? And puzzled. But you went about your business playing and so on. Well, you must become like that again. You must become like that again. Go through life like a little child. Go through life innocently, simply observing people without judging them. See, what's happened is that you, in your life, you encountered people who were cruel or who were mean or were confusing or who teased you, and you became resentful and you started to resent them. You started to judge them. You started to be secretly angry at them. And when that happened, that's how those other people got inside. That's how those people got inside of you. See? And then and condition you. So now you go out, if you encounter someone who's like your bossy mom, or someone like your alcoholic dad, or someone like your cruel older sister, or someone like your mean older brother, or someone like some bully at school, see? Or someone like some bossy teacher. You encounter someone that looks like them, and you react to them as if they were the same person. So you go around, so your whole life, see, has ruined by your overreactions, many of them going back to when you were a little kid. So now what's the answer? The answer is that you must learn not to react to other people. You have to go through life and simply observe people. It's okay to see their errors. That's called discerning. It's okay to discern error. Okay? It's okay to discern even people that are mean. It's all right to see that. You don't have to pretend everybody's nice and everything's wonderful. You don't have to put on rose-colored glasses. You see what it is. You see the way things are. But just don't resent what you see. Don't resent people. And see that they're wrong if they are wrong. See, but now you can't be sure because you've become so judgmental, you can't be sure. But if you drop the judgment and you're not resentful, then you'll see them as they are, okay? Just don't resent them. It's that simple. Now, I have a meditation that is helpful. I have a meditation that helps people to calm down. I have a meditation that helps people to actually learn how to stand back. It's a very simple thing. You can learn it in 5 minutes or less, to learn how to mentally stand back and observe thoughts and people and emotions without reacting to what you see. That's how you can become like a little child again. Didn't Jesus say we should become like a little child? I shall be right back. My name is Roland. Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. is Roland. I'm your host. I'm the director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Incidentally, I have some wonderful resources. Remember, I talked about a meditation that helps you to mentally stand back and observe people and situations without reacting to what you see. Can you see how important that would be to learn how to do that? It would be very important. Well, nobody's ever taught you how. Instead, everybody tells you the opposite. They say get angry. They have you screaming at ball games and yelling and screaming at, wrestling and boxing and parties and everything is about emotion. To emotionally feel this and feel that and become more emotional and more passionate and more angry and more this and that. Well, that's killing people. Not only are they not living their own life, not only do they become reactive animals, but they stress themselves out until they start to have tummy aches and headaches and everything else. See? A lot of our physical problems have largely to do with the fact that we're going around and reacting to everything. See? Now, the other thing is, if you can learn to stand back from... See, now you're too close. You get too involved in everything, too emotionally involved in everything, and you can't see the forest for the trees. But if you can stand back, and a little bit of detachment, a little bit of mental detachment, observe people and places, people and situations, see, just calmly observe them without forming a judgment, without reacting. Just, observe them, that's all. If you could learn to do that, and if you could learn to observe your thoughts, see, we have a lot of negative thoughts too. A lot of people have negative thoughts, negative images, voices that talk to them, and so on and so forth. You have to learn to stand back and just watch all that. Just let it all pass by. Let it all go in one ear and out the other. Don't pay it any mind. Just let it go. Commercials, a lot of times you just let them go in one ear and out the other. Well, you have to learn to let things go in one ear and out the other. What people say, the mean things that they do, the little snide remarks that they make, the little negative suggestions that they make, see, all of that stuff, just let it go in one ear and out the other. Okay, so now let's say you've learned how to do that. Let's say you go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org. That's real easy to find, commonsensecounseling.org. It's all the letters are strung together. There are no dashes or no dots or no periods or anything, just commonsensecounseling.org. And I have a lot of resources there, free audio, articles to read, links to blogs to read, blog posts, books, and the meditations. Oh, they are so good. My meditations are so good. Okay, so now let's say that you're more in control. You practice the meditation, you learn how to stand back, not get so upset, not get angry. See, if you didn't get angry in the first place, you wouldn't be upset in the second place. See how that works? If you didn't become angry at somebody and judge them and resent them, then you wouldn't feel guilty in the second place. And then you wouldn't feel like being extra nice to them to make up for the guilt in the third place, and then they take advantage again, and then you resent them all over again. See how that works? Well, we want to stop that. So let's say you calm down, you learn to observe things calmly. All right, now you will make a wonderful and a marvelous discovery. Okay? Listen in, all you good folks in the Seattle, Washington area, and all you good folks in the San Francisco Bay Area. All you folks in Southern California, you would make a wonderful discovery. You would discover that you have been so reactive to other people, see, that came out of control, and then you started going to other people for answers, and that didn't work. You will make the discovery that you have something called intuition. You will have what you know in your heart, and you can follow that, and that will lead you to living your own life. Hello, some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start
is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write or email us, or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
My name is Roland. I'm a regular person. Yes, of course, I have a master's degree and I have a doctorate. And yes, I've written a lot of books and I've been around for almost a quarter of a century now on the radio. Yes, up to all of that. And yes, I did decide to become a pastor, but I'm a special pastor. I'm not a pastor of a church. I don't have a big church. I don't wear robes. See, I wear regular clothes. I don't have a church. I have people who listen to me on the internet, on the radio, and on the internet, and visit my site on the internet, and I help people. Help a lot of people who don't go to church, a lot of people who aren't Christian. See, I help a lot of people who are just people who are looking for answers, who are looking for truth. See, so if I went to a church, which I don't, it would cramp my style. That's right, it would cramp my style. So I'm a pastor, a pastor who helps people on the internet, and a pastor who helps people on the radio. Okay? But, yes, I'll tell you, one of these days I'll tell you the story of why I became a pastor, because I wanted to help Christian people. I can see that a lot of them are lost in dogma. They're lost in rules and regulations and traditions, and they're lost in ritual and lost in studying. See? And it's not leading them to God. It's leading them away from God. Much study is a weariness of the flesh, as it says in Ecclesiastes. You know, and in the New Testament, it said the spirit. It said the letter killeth. You know, the letter of the law. The letter of the law kills, but the spirit gives life. So I want you to refind the good spirit again. And refind freedom. And joy and happiness, and put aside all the baggage of the past and all the trips that were laid on you, see, and all the false guilt that was laid on you and all that kind of stuff. Let it all go and start living each day fresh. See, like you get out of bed happy and carefree and clap your hands together and say, let's see what today will bring. That's the kind of spirit you need to have again, a spirit of adventure. Okay? That's what God wants for his people. He doesn't want everybody sitting around all miserable and unhappy and worried and nervous and judgmental. And he doesn't want any of that. So welcome to... Welcome to my radio program. So now, you see what I have. I have some very good help for people. Number one, helping people to stop overreacting, helping people to calm down, helping people to get a little bit of mental distance, see, and then helping people refine their intuition. It's what you know in your heart. See, what do you think? Where do you think Einstein got his realizations? It was intuitive. He had flashes of insight. Okay? How about all if you go down the long list of people in history who came up with the great discoverers, the great inventors, see, the mystics, the true mystics, they realized what was true. They realized it within, wordlessly. They just saw what is true. See, what was I going to say? So yes, so we're all brothers. I don't care where you come from or what your race is or what your religious, you know, background was, what part of the world you come from. I don't care. See, my brothers and sisters are those people who love the truth. People who love the truth. And people of goodwill, see, we all have access to the same truth, the same intuition, the same light. My name is Roland. Visit me at commonsensecounseling.org. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Yes, indeed. Please visit me at commonsensecounseling.org because you can listen to this program again at our archives of programs. You can look inside my books. You can listen to the meditations. A lot of good stuff there. Please visit me at commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Roland. Please come back again next week, same time, for this program. In the meantime, visit CommonSenseCounseling.org. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.